Chapter 4 Noah.
Can you pass me the orange juice?
Those are the first words Olivia's spoken to me in days. Ever since the confrontation in her father's study, she's been as cold and icy as ever. Not that I can blame her. I did try to conquer and pillage her uterus like it was my own private jungle gym. Here you go. I hand her the carton across the counter. She's seated at the breakfast bar with her laptop and bagel while I'm at the stove frying an egg. It's our first weekend back home together since everything went down, and I still have no idea where we stand or what to do to win her back. Instead of brainstorming about how to right this mess, the meeting with her father turned into a sweet reminiscing session, which Olivia promptly shut down. The gala's tonight, I comment, sliding the lone egg onto a plate. Weeks ago, when we RSVP'd, it was assumed that we were attending the charity banquet together, with Olivia as my plus one, my partner in crime. Sure, it was a work event, but there'd be dinner, champagne, and dancing. It was a date, for all intents and purposes.
Yep,
is all she says, her eyes still on her laptop screen. Okay, I have a car coming at 7.
I'll be ready,
she says coolly. She'll play the part well, doting wife, professional CEO, happy banquet goer. Her mask will be firmly in place tonight. My goal will be to break through the facade. See you then. I grab my keys from the counter and head out. No way I'm sticking around in her deafening silence today. I've said my apologies, groveled to her, even included her father in the conversation, and she's still holding on to anger. That's her choice. From this point onward, we'll either work this out and make it as a couple, or not. The ball's in her court. So this is how one of Manhattan's best attorneys lives. Nice place. I stand in the center of Sterling's newly renovated studio apartment in the heart of Manhattan, appraising the recent remodel. It should be for what I paid, but thank you. Sterling purchased the top floor of a historic building that was undergoing renovations more than 6 months ago. By the time he finished gutting the entire thing, it boasted a modern kitchen, brand new bathroom, sleek polished wood floors, and cool neutral colors on the walls. It's decorated well with pieces of art and stacks of coffee table books, and even some patterned throw pillows on the slate gray sofa.